Well, the National Party leader, Christopher Luxon, wants to lift the age of superannuation entitlement from 65 to 67. His comments or policy commitment come despite a report from the Retirement Commission recommending that the age of eligibility remain the same, and concerns that raising it may disadvantage women and groups with lower life expectancies, including Māori and Pacifica New Zealanders. Christopher Luxon joins us now. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Morena Gaian, good to be with you.
Let's just start with this commitment of yours. Is this a no buts, no ifs, no maybes? You're definitely going to raise it to 67?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the policy that Bill English had in 2017, which I thought was just very sensible and very pragmatic. Essentially, it's a gradual increase in the retirement age. We're giving people 15 to 20 years and lots of advance notice and lots of adjustment time. And, you know, it's the right thing to do, ultimately, economically. You know, we have a rising cost of that system. We also have people that are, every decade, people live another one and a bit years longer. And so, you know, and many other countries have already moved to 67 already. So, you know, just being really upfront and saying, look, you know, for the long term, it's the right sort of decision that New Zealand needs to make.
Let's get the context here so everyone knows what we're talking about when we talk about superannuation. If you're, you know, living alone, single person living alone and a superannuitant, how much do you get a week?
It varies. So if you're alone by yourself, I think it's somewhere around. Actually, I'm just trying to think, Brian. What I know is, if you get our tax policy and indexation away, you can actually get an extra $300 for a single person, about $550 for a couple.
Yeah, but how much do you get paid? Because we got to know this, right? So how much do you get paid weekly on super?
I don't have a number off the top of my head, Guy.
Roughly,
it differs by situation, by individuals, and by couples.
Okay, roughly, not down to the last dollar, but roughly.
Don't have them on the top of my head, Guy.
You don't know.
I don't have the numbers. No, that's in front of me. No, I don't.
Do you want to have a guess, roughly?
I guess it's about $550 for a couple.
No, that's $100 more. It's $463. So it's not a lot of money, is it? $463. Think about that, right? It's $463.
Yeah, well, as I said, it differs by different situation, and I hear.
Well,
you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, it does, depending on your living circumstances.
Yeah, but it's a single. That's why I specified it. It's $463 a week for a single living alone person, and I'm doing that not to catch you out. I'm doing that because I want to know whether you understand what we're talking about in terms of a dollar amount. So that's how much you get. Do you know roughly what proportion of people in New Zealand, right, solely rely on that $463?
It'll be a large proportion, Guy, but what I'm saying to you is we're talking about making an adjustment in 15 to 20 years' time because people are living longer, the cost of the system is rising, and many other countries around the world are already doing it.
40% of people, right, according to this Retirement Commission report, and I only read the executive summary, it doesn't take long, 40% of people, right, solely rely on that. They've got virtually no other income besides super than that $463. So this idea that you'd push it out for two more years and squeeze that more out of them, it's...
Come on, Guy. What we're talking about here is something pretty practical and pragmatic, right? What we're saying is we're signalling and giving people 15 to 20 years notice in advance that actually we're going to be slowly, gradually, sensibly increasing the retirement age another 2 years from 65 to 67. Every decade, people live 1.3 years longer. It's not an unreasonable thing. And other countries have already fully adopted 67 as a retirement age. So I appreciate, you know, there's a different issue you're talking about there about is that sufficient? Is it enough? How do people survive? That gets us back to economic mismanagement in this country and why we need a strong economy that drives into higher wages and creates more wealth so that we actually can afford to support people in a better way. But that's the way to do it.
Yeah, the Retirement Commissioner, though, is arguing we can. It's 6.4% of GDP by 2061. That's the expenditure on super. It's not, you know, it's not going to break the bank, is it?
Well, it's just the right thing to do for our country. And you want, you know, serious long-term solutions. All I'm just saying to you is we're signalling with an enormous amount of debt. You know, we're talking about 15 to 20 years notice and, you know, for people to adjust to that. And then even then it's a slow, gradual and, you know, improvement from 65 to 67. in 15 to 20 years' time. So let's just be really clear about what we're talking about. But it's the sensible, pragmatic, practical thing we have to do. We're going to have a rising level of costs. And as I said, people are living longer. And so fundamentally, that's in other countries have already adopted it. So, just being straight up with the New Zealand people, that's our policy. And I think that's a sensible thing to do.
Is that a key part of your strategy to rein in costs on these types of issues? I mean, is that what we're going to see from National if they do come in?
No, what we're saying to you is, look, at the moment, New Zealand is really struggling because we've got a government that's not adjusted its plans. It's not adjusted and actually fought inflation well through the course of the year. It's spending an extra $1 billion a year. It's constrained the economy with very poor immigration settings. But a Reserve Bank until recently printing money, now hitting the brakes hard with rising interest rates. And the Reserve Bank and the government aren't in sync to actually fight inflation. That's the thing that we need to do to be able to improve the lot of super annuitants and people across New Zealand. You and I have talked about it. We've had a five-point plan to fight inflation for some time. We think there is an ordinary amount of waste. I'm not a fan of RNZ and TVNZ being merged together. I just don't think...
I was wondering when you were going to slip that in there.
$1 billion over the next 30 years. I just don't think it makes any sense. I mean, there's no reason for why we're doing it. The minister can't answer why. It's not about economics. It's not about plurality of media voices. He wants a change of culture at TVNZ is the best answer he's had in the house. So,
I'm not sure how we got
just waste and stuff that we could be using to.
I'm not quite sure how we got from super to the merger, but it was a good segue. I'll give you that.
I don't mean it as a segue, but I just mean it to say to you, look, there is, we have at the moment, and I know, that households across New Zealand are having to adjust their personal budgets tremendously. I know that as a CEO, when I had a shock, I had to adjust the plan, dramatically. And what we're seeing from this government is there's been no economic plan or management to deal with inflation. Every quarter, I've been now the leader for a year, every quarter it's got worse, our economic outlook and conditions, and the government's done nothing to adjust. That's the message.
Thanks for your time this morning. Christopher Luxon there, the leader of the National Party.